You are listening to A Lenten Walk Through the Word, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
Yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love, and he relents over disaster. Blow the trumpet in Zion, consecrate a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people, consecrate the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children, even nursing infants. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her chamber. Between the vestibule and the altar, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep and say, spare your people, O Lord, and make not your heritage a reproach, a byword among the nations. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God? Then the Lord became jealous for his land and had pity on his people. The Lord answered and said to his people, behold, I am sending to you grain, wine, and oil, and you will be satisfied, and I will no more make you a reproach among the nations. Here ends the reading. As we say, Ash Wednesday is considered the threshold into which we enter the season of Lent. The focus of Ash Wednesday and Lent appear to be the call to individual followers of Jesus to return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and mourning. We receive the ashen cross on our foreheads as a personal, visible reminder that without the cross of Christ, we are but dust and ashes. On the one hand, our journey through Lent is intensely personal, as you and I are called and encouraged to take stock of our lives, to consider our sin and disobedience, availing ourselves of the opportunity day by day to return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. At the same time, our reading from the prophet Joel reminds us that Ash Wednesday and Lent also have a communal or corporate dimension. Here we mean corporate as in corpus, meaning of the body. The prophet begins by warning the people that because of their sin, there would be a time of judgment. Their nation would be laid waste by a foreign power, God's instrument of wrath against disobedience. It's clear, however, that there is both an individual and a corporate aspect to both their sin and their need for repentance. Individuals are called to rend your hearts and return to the Lord, yet a trumpet is sounded in Zion, calling the whole people of God, sanctifying a fast, consecrating the whole body of God's people for repentance and restoration. The word of the Lord through Joel makes it clear, sin and disobedience affect more than the individual. The sins of the one person bring consequences upon children to the third and fourth generation, Exodus 34:7. Sin within a congregation, a community, a denomination, or a nation affects the whole, hence the need at times for corporate repentance and return to the Lord, as well as individual. As we enter into the season of Lent, consider how you are stepping over the threshold of Ash Wednesday. Not alone, but together with the whole congregation, with your family perhaps, and yes, with the whole body of Christ on earth. Let's pray. Lord God, create in us new and honest hearts so that we may obtain from you full pardon and forgiveness. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Here's a suggested Lenten response on Ash Wednesday. Ask a friend, a family member, or fellow church member to partner with you on your Lenten journey. offering each other support, encouragement, and accountability.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our ministry and mission. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.